Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bobby is in Grand Rapids, Michigan, talking about the Open. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
I love when you have that Doucette guy on talking golf. He really knows his game and everything. But he never got around to talking about the delay on 13. We never got a reply of the rules on the 20-25 minute delay.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, he did. He said that Kuchar let him do it. He just said he went over to him and said, "I'm really sorry." And he's like, "Don't worry about it. Do your thing." He gave him the wherewithal to keep doing what he was doing. As I mentioned before, I'm being as honest as possible. I did not see it, so I'm not the guy to have like a real strong opinion about it. I was playing basketball when it happened. I watched the last five or six holes, and I watched the first eight holes. So I was there early watching, and I was there late watching. I missed the 13th hole.
Wasn't it great, though, that ending? I mean, I don't care what you say about whoever. I mean, you know, giving them the thumbs up, whatever. I mean, Spieth just, I mean, he turned on a switch and just, he was a machine, man. The guy, the short game that he came up with, those putts, those chips,
right.
Even that recovery shot on 13, you missed the, he had a shoot over this, like, mountain of a sand dune, couldn't see nothing, and then he had this look of disgust on his face like he hit a bad shot, and the ball ends up, like, right off the green.
I will say this, as you know, I love the Open, and it doesn't matter where they play it. I'm a fan of that golf, and that, you know, that it's there makes it more appealing to me. I think that obviously the PGA Tour is all about, it would appear to me, it's Americanized really badly, I think. It's just so – there's so many cheesy tournaments that all they're there for is for these guys to get rich. But I honestly, like, I love the fact that they play over there in the one of the majors, and it's my favorite major. I know everyone loves the Masters, but I like the Open because it's so brutal. It's so difficult. The weather, the wind, the rain, the long sleeves, the jackets, the pelting, where the game becomes way more than a club selection, way more than you know, a name. It's about a caddy and his mate analyzing distance and wind, brutal winds and direction winds that are – it becomes a part of the shot where in America they'll say, oh, the wind's blowing left to right, and that'll be the last time they mention it, unless they're playing like in Florida in the fall and it's blowing or something and it becomes an issue. More than likely, all you see is just – guys hitting big ball off the tee and a wedge and a putt for a birdie. They either make it or they miss. And in the Open, every single shot from tee to hole is brutal. And it's all difficult. And it's mesmerizing watching them suffer through these shots. Even the simplest of chips or these bunkers, which are 12 feet deep, like a casket, they're hitting out of a grave. I mean, it's unbelievable, and I just don't find that scintillating golf, to be honest with you. I hate to say it, here in America, I find, you know, I thought that a few of the links courses that they've played on give you that, but not the way they do over there. With the difference is they have links courses here that are kind of built that way, and they don't have the weather that goes with it and the wind that goes with it. And then over there, they've been there for hundreds of years, and they play on them, and they're just – they never change. They're just always brutal, and it's just vicious golf. And it's so hard and so agonizing to play it. I think that's why, like, Americans travel over there to play those courses. Real golf fans, real golfers have to – in their lifetime have to go there and play there, because if you've not played there – then really you've played nowhere. I played some of the best golf courses in America, all of them. Like literally almost, you know, I played some of the best, and I've never played there. So basically, in essence, I'm a wussy. If you don't play there, you've done nothing.
Scotty, can I say one thing?
Yeah.
You should take the show over there for an open some year and go over there and see if you can do your show over there. And I think you'd be great, you know, just being there for a couple of days or whatever and, you know, to do a road show. And I agree with you 100%. I love the Open. I mean, I love the Masters, too. I love the U.S. Open. But like you said, those courses are 150, 200 years old. They've been there forever. And they are, you know, nobody's messed with them. Like, you know, they always mess with them. They mess with Augusta. They mess with Pebble Beach. You know?
Right.
They're always tinkering with them, you know, to do something. These courses, you know, all they do, I think, is cut the grass. You know, if they do that, and I love the, like you said, the diversity of the wind, the geography, the bunkers. It's that's golf, man. And we were sitting around yesterday morning at 8 o'clock with a bunch of guys drinking and smoking cigars and in the man cave. It was just great. We were just, you know, we just wanted to see a good, you know, back nine, and man, we got it. And I have no problem with anything that went on. I mean, the delay was the delay. I didn't understand it either. None of us did. But keep up the great job.
Listen, I got to tell you, I didn't. This is just me, but I agree with you on everything about the course. I don't agree with you on, and that's fine. I'm not even trying to be right. I'm just saying I didn't find it that great. I thought it was two guys, and that was it, right? There was nobody else in it. It was, am I wrong, Carver? Hi, there were two guys that had a chance to win it. No one else had a chance. There were five holes left, and everyone else was eliminated. It was down to two guys, which I'm okay with. But my point is, I didn't think it was that gripping. He finished him off like a dinner on a table. He had a steak and he ate the whole thing. He's like, "You're out of here, bye. I'm done with you." Eagle, birdie. It was over.
It was over at the Eagle.
I didn't think it was that gripping. I just thought it was a. I loved Birkdale. I loved the Open. I love the golf. I don't care who's playing. But I didn't find the back nine to be that great.
Wasn't after the Eagle. Eagle killed him. But
good for him.
When he was slowly crumbling. In the front nine, when he got off to the bad start,
right.
And it was shrinking a little
right.
bit.
Now that was good.
It was getting compelling there. There was actually the one guy from China who shot the 63 that got down to -6. They thought that he might have been in the mix if both of them kept falling down. But really, it was Kuchar and Spieth
the whole day.
Yeah, I mean,
which I have no problem with, but I, you know, like I said, it wasn't that great. It was okay. It was good, but it wasn't that gripping. I wasn't sitting there going, oh, my God, this is unbelievable. I've watched better golf tournaments.
It was over at 15.
Yeah, it was over. And then at that point, they were just rambling about how great he is. And I was just, like, cheesed out, and I walked out of the room. I was like, all right, thanks. I've had enough. You know what I mean? I'm just saying. But he deserved it. He finished the deal. Someone has to make that big shot. And he did, and it was two holes in a row, right? It was the eagle and the birdie. Those putts were unbelievable, back-to-back, and it was over. That was it. It was like he just took it by the throat, and it was finished. But I'm glad that the guy, Bobby or whatever, got to party with his buddies in the man cave and watch the Open. I get it. I thought it was cool, but I've seen better golf tournaments where it was more intense and – you know, crazy and whatever, and even some, you know, extra holes, whatever. Playoffs, la-di-da. I've seen more intense golf. But that was, you know, great golf. I love the course. I think Birkdale is a brutal golf course. I'd love to play it one day. I have to start playing golf again and get my golf swerve back on because I've just been playing basketball for years now, for like 4 years, and I haven't picked up the sticks, and I used to be really good at it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.